recent heart attack, and her mum having to give up work to look after him for a little while. The whole family had been going through the ringer, and it would be wonderful to have a bit of time out, away from the stresses and strains. This opportunity felt like it could be a new beginning, a turn in a new direction. She hardly dared to hope, but she had to, didn't she? Had to hope that she could reshape her dreams and aspirations. Had to have faith that life had more to offer than the original fantasy of a suburban home and two kids. Now that possibility had gone. Her eyes strayed towards the door again, a fizz of excitement shooting through her body as she imagined a different future. Better, she hoped, because it wasn't just the last few weeks that had been bad. The last couple of years had been tough, with both of them facing knockbacks individually, as well as their troubles as a couple. In some ways, it was amazing they were still together. Other couples would have been broken, but they were clinging on, still striving to build a future they both wanted, even if it wasn't what they'd originally planned. They were sitting by a window, and she studied their reflections in the glass. Tom, stocky and compact, was perched on his chair, not quite relaxed. His square face was tanned after their holiday, his dark blonde hair short at the sides and longer on top. A sensible haircut, rather than stylish. But that was Tom all over. What you saw was what you got, and he had no time for fashion or frivolity. She liked that about him. After dating more stylish guys in the past, who spent their time checking how they looked and taking selfies. Tom was quiet and deep and wouldn't talk for the sake of it. That was another thing she liked about him. He was calm to be around, thoughtful and understanding. Given how measured and sensible he was, she hadn't been sure he'd go for this suggestion of hers. This unbelievable opportunity that had appeared out of left field, but had grabbed her so hard she was determined not to let it go. She needed it. They needed it. Her face looked a bit thin these days, she thought, gazing at her reflection. And her long brown hair was in need of a cut. The ends split and frizzy, but she'd given up caring for a while. At least she'd managed to slap a bit of makeup on tonight and had made an effort. What if they bail on us? Her stomach clenched. What if it all falls through like everything else? She squeezed Tom's hand to get his attention. He was off in his own little world as usual, his eyes drifting round the crowded restaurant. He gave her a fleeting smile. What time did you say they were coming? She could tell he was nervous too. I suggested we meet at 7. She glanced at the oversized clock on the wall by the door. It was 7:30 now. Maybe they'd agreed on 8. She frowned but shook the doubts away. No, it had definitely been 7. She gave an uneasy laugh. Alex seems pretty variable when it comes to meeting times. The other day, when you had that Zoom meeting, she was almost an hour late. She reckons it's because time doesn't have the same meaning living out here than being a digital nomad. I thought you said she worked, though. Financial advisor or something? That's right. She works through this portal where they send her leads and she gets a commission. She showed it to me, but I can't remember the name now. She flapped a hand. You know me, I'm just not interested in that stuff. He grunted. Well, I don't care what your work is, even as a digital nomad. You'd still have to be on time for online meetings with clients. He sounded frustrated, and Maddie knew how he disliked people keeping him waiting. The muscles in her shoulders tightened another notch. She couldn't have him getting cold feet. Not at this stage. Maybe there's a problem and they've been held up. At that very moment, Maddie's phone pinged with a message. She pulled it out of her pocket and smiled with relief. It's Alex. Her eyes scanned the text. I'm really sorry, but I can't make it tonight. I've come down with a tummy bug or eaten something bad. Ed's just gone out to get